From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in India Wednesday, talking with Indian officials, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Earlier, he held a joint news conference with his Indian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sushma Swaraj.
India and the United States have had close relations now for more than 70 years, and we are natural allies, in the words of Prime Minister Modi. We are grateful for his friendship and his vision of a closer U.S.-India relationship, and a vision we certainly share.
Tillerson, who discusses bilateral ties, Afghanistan, and China, met Tuesday in Islamabad with Pakistani Prime Minister Shahid Khakan Abbasi amid concerns Pakistan is not doing enough to end and harboring in support of terrorists. Mr. Abbasi insisted Pakistan is committed to the war against terror and has produced results. RAND Corporation analyst Rafiq Dusani was asked about those results.
I think the biggest success over the last 12 months was the relationship with the army that had improved to the point where the two were tackling issues within Pakistan. Pakistan has been the biggest victim of terrorism on its own soil. And so its ability to control that and lend some stability to the country, I think, has been really very important.
Tillerson called on Pakistan to increase efforts to eradicate militants and terrorists to foster peace and stability in the region. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is in Central African Republic to assess the fragile security situation and pay tribute to UN peacekeepers.
I'm very proud to be your colleague. I'm very proud to serve in the same United Nations where you serve.
Guterres took part in a wreath-laying ceremony in honor of the dozen UN peacekeepers who have died so far this year in escalating militia violence. This is VOA News. As the day approaches when the Spanish government is to impose direct rule on Catalonia over its independence drive, pro-secessionist leaders are considering a snap election to break the impasse. Catalan leaders are also planning a legal challenge to Madrid. Joan Coma is a member of the pro-independence Popular Unity Party.
We are in a crucial week. For us, it's an important week to make the declaration of independence on Catalonia. And on the other side, we have the Spanish state that are trying to repress this political and democratic situation in Catalonia.
Madrid expected to impose direct rule Friday. Thursday, the Catalan parliament is to debate a response following an October 1st referendum on independence. The U.S. moved closer to condemning the crackdown in Myanmar, also known as Burma, as ethnic cleansing against the Rohingya Muslim minority. Patrick Murphy is the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Southeast Asia.
There's no question in our minds that atrocities have been committed, and we will work with the international community and Burmese stakeholders to pursue all means available to hold accountable those responsible for these acts.
The U.S. is also considering imposing targeted sanctions. Elections for president and parliament in Iraq's Kurdistan will be delayed for 8 months after political parties failed to present candidates. An independence referendum was held in late September. The Iraqi government has opposed that vote and sent troops last week to seize Kurdish-held Kirkuk. The U.S. is resuming refugee admissions after a 120-day travel ban expired, but is adding new screening measures and a 90-day review for people from 11 countries deemed to pose a potentially high risk. The names of the 11 countries not revealed, although they're said mostly to be in Middle East and Africa. Morocco's King Mohammed VI Tuesday dismissed several ministers and other top officials for failing to improve the economy in the troubled northern Rif region wrecked by protests sparked by the death of a fish vendor last October. At the same time, a protest organizer and several others went on trial in Casablanca. The Olympic torch for next year's South Korean Winter Games was lit Tuesday in ancient Olympia ahead of the February 9-25 sporting event. Among those on hand for the ceremonial lighting, International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach.
The stage is set for the winter athletes of the world, and we are looking forward to a successful and great Olympic Games in Pyeongchang.
The Olympic flame will traverse across Greece over the next 8 days and reach South Korea by November 1st. In World Series action, the National League champion Los Angeles Dodgers of North American Major League Baseball late Tuesday defeated the American League Houston Astros 3-1 in Game 1 of the best-of-seven series. Game 2 is Wednesday, scheduled for Los Angeles. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.